Like it was my first demonstration. I'd never been to a demonstration. And when I joined, when I became active in the movement, that was the spring of 2016. I could never imagine myself to drive 1,000 kilometers one way and do an event and then drive all the way back. It seemed unrealistic to me. But my group leader, he was very pushy. So he said, he didn't ask if I was coming. He told me to come. And I obviously wanted to come, but it's, you have family, children, and stuff like that. Seems like a really big sacrifice to go that far. But yeah, I went to that demonstration and it was huge. We were over 700 people marching in a National Socialist demonstration. It's our own demonstration. It was for stopping mass immigration and starting the repatriation. That was the tagline for the demonstration. And I remember coming out of that feeling like the world needs to know about this. This is huge. And I know that Eric Stryker wrote about it on the Daily Stormer at the time, but we had no international correspondence. We had no one was posting anything in English. There was a few articles that were translated here and there. There were some social media accounts that were spreading stuff from us, but there was nothing official. And because I have an English wife and I speak English on a daily basis all day, I thought that I could use my skill of speaking English and also my passion for the international, this, I don't know what it was, but it was called alt-right at the time. Now it's morphed into something else. But this international pro-white movement that I've been a part of the meme war and all that kind of stuff that I was really into. And I wanted to interview all these people that were in the podcast that were starting up the political movements and also discuss all the immigration and Jewish related news that was coming out. So after that demonstration, I actually recorded a pilot of myself, discussing different politics. That pilot might go to the grave with me, but that's what got me hired. They thought that my—I don't know if they enjoyed the podcast, but they thought my English was all right. So they were very happy. The radio group in Sweden were happy to let me record with another guy called Mika at the time. And yeah, we recorded our first episode in the beginning of 2017. It was the first week of January 2017 that we released our first episode. And it's been a few years since then.